I'm Jonathan Goldstein, host of Wiretap. Each week you're invited to listen in on my telephone conversations, whether funny, sad, wistful, or even slightly strange. You never know just what you might hear on Wiretap.
I mean, I knew you had a show. I just didn't think that people actually listen to it.
Howard,
that's the breadth of your genius, Jonathan. It's not just that you're funny, but you can be cripplingly, poignantly depressing.
The Wiretap Archives, available on CBC Listen, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Limited Capacity.
My name is Edie Reyes. And when I first moved to Toronto, I took a cab from the airport right to the corner of Bay and Adelaide. It's embarrassing, but the first thing I wanted to see was my new office. It's a 44-story skyscraper with a fleet of elevators. The lobby is decked out with marble floors. The concierge is like this older guy named Ermin, who sees so many people each day, he's kind of given up on learning anyone's names. I found it all very romantic. The city, the building, the job. Working for Greg Mitchell was not.
How are things with you, Edie?
Yeah, everything is good.
Yeah.
You know, got into running.
Oh, nice.
There was a lot not to like about my boss, Greg.
You know, I'm all about health and fitness. I used to be a personal trainer. So, you know, my routine is, yeah, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But kudos on the running.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's me, you know.
Greg was also a terrible leader. Spineless.
We just want to hold back on the tone a little bit. I think it came off a little too strong.
Bursting with a kind of bouncy, manufactured positivity that made him deeply unlikable on Monday mornings, Friday afternoons, and the daisy-chained workdays in between. But he was also good to me.
I'm championing you. I'm being your brand ambassador when I talk to different leaders, you know, about who...
He supported my career, and he mentored me.
Whenever you need any help, you're struggling, I'm here. No problem. I think you've got the trajectory, the persona.
Sometimes when I think about the way that he died, I feel sorry for him. Almost. The company's work from home policy meant no one came into the office on weekdays. Our team lived inside Slack channels and Zoom calls.
Edie!
Morning, Aaliyah. Aaliyah was one of my closest friends at work.
Oh, have you done something new with your hair? It looks awesome.
No, it's this exact same hair. I mean, I washed it.
Don't change it. It's perfect.
Are you kidding?
No, seriously. Andy!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
And Andy was a man who worked at the company well past his expiration date.
Yeah. Are we having this meeting or what?
Also, Sharjo from Digital. He was new. Sharjal.
Hi there.
It's so good to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. Nice meeting everyone.
Welcome.
You're in Nicole's team, right?
I was on Nicole's team, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she brought me on. I was fortunate enough to spend maybe a few months with her on her team before she was let go.
Oh my God. Nicole literally just got hired.
She had a meeting with Greg. Whatever happened, she wasn't even allowed to pack up her desk.
Oh.
Do you mind if I quickly just ask how many people got let go? I was never told that, so I just kind of want to just be curious.
New information to me as well.
Really? Yeah, so, I mean, it's 20 people got let go.
What?
Wow.
No way, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Aaliyah, man. Like, they're just chopping heads here, and it's like, we got to look out for each other, man.
Well, there must be a reason. Like, you know, I'm sure Greg could probably... you know, explain or like give us
that
a little...
guy can't explain his way out of a paper box, man.
Speak of the devil.
Good morning, folks. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Greg.
Good to see all your smiling faces.
Nobody was smiling.
I have a question, Greg. Sorry to interrupt, brother.
Yeah,
just a quick question. Sounds like we're getting fired. Is that true, Greg?
Okay, well, one second, Andy. So I do want to share some good news. Obviously, we're a global company. You know, the company's always transitioning, being strategic. And with that in mind, there's been some discussions with some executive leaders in partnership that, you know, there is going hearing.
What?
I think, may I
well,
just...
Well, I can only hear. I'm sure.
Edie,
I mean, I'm just...
Edie,
well,
please, guys. Guys, you know, out of respect for my team, because I do consider you as family and wanted to give you a heads up because, you know...
Give us the heads up? We had to hear it from the new guy.
Andy.
Listen, word does travel and, you know, mixed signals and restructuring and layoff. That's not...
Right.
So we're keeping our jobs then?
It's a great question. The senior leadership team is still working through that process right now. I think there's going to be what is, you know, sometimes what we do is a lift and shift.
What?
Greg, I'd really appreciate if you didn't use buzzwords.
What would you call happened to Nicole?
Andy, guys, I'm being transparent with you all, okay? As much as possible.
Are we going to be losing our jobs?
So that is still yet to be, not losing jobs. I think it's an exciting time for the company. I think this is a good time to, you know, revamp and update your resume. Postings are going to come up in a couple of weeks.
What? Wait, job postings?
Sorry, I'm just going to write this down.
So we are getting restructured.
Let's, you know, instead of restructuring, guys, with this team, let's say a positive opportunity. Or forget it, just an opportunity.
Can you stop using the word opportunity? When we did have our one-to-ones, he was talking to you about me signing on my new condo. So, as a family, I would have thought you would have given me maybe a heads up.
I was not aware at that time, yeah.
You weren't aware yesterday.
Come on, dude.
I think you just need to pause right now. I think you're overanalyzing, overthinking about the situation right now.
Well,
okay?
Greg, it's our lives and it's our jobs.
But Greg just said we're safe, essentially. I mean, maybe...
He didn't. He never said we're safe. It's okay, guys. Listen to Greg. Let's listen.
Guys, so I got to jump into another meeting.
Oh, convenient.
Thank you all. Have a great day. And we'll touch base later.
Wait a minute.
Greg,
What was that? Seriously, what was that?
We got bamboozled. That's it. We're done. It's easy.
And keep in mind, he was Nicole's mentor, okay? He was the one guiding that team. And he gets to stay, and Nicole and 19 of my other friends leave? I mean...
He's a snake. He survives anything. Cockroach.
This guy's looking you in the eye, Aaliyah. And he's saying, yeah, you know what, go buy your condo.
Thank you. Like, we do our jobs really, really well, and he does his job not well.
We do our jobs really well, right?
Yeah, Edie.
Like, we do. That's not just in my head.
No, it's not in your head.
Can we just, like, galvanize as a group and, like, admit as a team, like, we hate Greg?
I mean, he is in a challenging position.
Okay, Edie, you're so kind and you're such a good person, but come on, real talk.
I don't respect him. That's stronger, I think, in some ways.
No, but be honest, Edie. What is the vibe when you are alone in a kitchen with him?
What do you mean?
He's 100% a creep. I see it. I see it all the time.
Yep.
Okay, well, there was like this one time we were like at a tech conference in Baltimore, and there were a bunch of meetings all day, so we had to take a later flight together, and... When we got to the hotel, we like rushed to meet the clients, and it was a bit of a party. So there were a bunch of drinks, and then, you know, everyone like went to bed and stuff. And he like invited me to his room for room service.
Fuck.
Honestly, like we were kind of drunk, and I think it was just innocent. I've met his wife a million times, and like the restaurant was closed, so it was just sort of like... I mean, I don't think he meant anything by it.
Was he wearing his wedding ring? Because Nicole said that he likes to take it off on business trips.
I honestly don't remember. I was just like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And that was the end of it. He didn't try to push anything.
That's because you caught him in the act.
We all fucking hate that guy, right?
Yeah. After that call, our frustrations with Greg got funneled through a new game.
Let's say you want to kill Greg. How do you do it?
You sneak into his house, and you saw through his banister just halfway. The railing snaps, and he falls to the bottom of the stairs, the victim of a sleepwalking accident.
I got one. Have you guys seen A Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
We should like have his eyes like spread wide open and then have a voice recording of him just telling us the word restructuring over and over and over again.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
We played it everywhere.
Hey, babe. We're working on the one where Greg gets hit by a train. But instead of tying him down, we're going to use really strong magnets.
Whenever we could.
All right. Thanks. And talk to you later, guys.
See ya. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Any other business or?
Yeah, I've got something important I'd like to add. What if we killed Greg with laxatives?
My man right there.
Meeting after meeting.
I mean, I just don't understand the magic show part of it.
Because when we saw him in half, we did it for real.
Right, okay.
Oh, we could dehydrate him.
I'd like to take out my bra wire and stab him with it.
I want him to get really good at mountain climbing and then make a simple mistake and die.
We could hire a witch to curse him.
We had been pushed around and lied to. Planning Greg's death gave us some semblance of control over our own lives. It was harmless. People who have power don't obsess over someone like Greg. Powerful people don't think about you at all. That's the whole problem with power.
So I just got off the phone with Greg and HR, and I guess they're not going to renew my contract.
They fired you.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Sharjal.
That makes no sense for you.
I mean, can we do anything?
I'm fine. But I did brainstorm the perfect way to kill Greg. And I've been kind of saving it for a special occasion.
Yes!
Do it!
But first, we all hate Greg, right?
Oh, I fucking hate Greg.
I hate Greg.
Yep.
Perfect. He loves to work out. Early mornings. He's down in his garage doing deadlifts, grunting, high-fiving himself. Anyways, I find a way to get in and find a good spot to hide. And when he's on his last set and his arms are real shaky, I'd sneak up behind and throw my full weight on the bar. You only need 5 pounds of pressure to collapse a windpipe.
Jesus Christ, Sharjal.
Wow.
Was that too much?
You're such a creep. I'm gonna miss you, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Sharjal had 1 month left on his contract. But it would be 3 days later when I got the call.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Edie. But I was just speaking to him. I don't understand. He was working out. It's just a little confusing. I'm so sorry for your loss. Okay.
You're joking, right? Because you're selling it really. You're selling it off.
Like Greg. Our Greg.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but that's not even the fucking weirdest part.
What?
He died because he was working out and the bar fell on him and crushed his windpipe.
Holy shit.
So. Oh my gosh.
He's gone.
Well, yeah, he's fucking dead now, apparently.
He's not just dead. He's dead in the exact way we described.
In the way you described.
I mean, we were all on the call.
So someone else was listening to it, and they're trying to set us up.
Okay, well, chill. I don't see what the big deal is. We all wanted this guy dead. He's dead. Like, how is this a problem?
We conspired to kill our boss, and then he died. That's a felony.
It was your plan, you little fucking psycho.
Okay, what? I was joking. We were all joking.
Well, it's not a joke anymore, is it?
Okay. Why don't we just all take a breather here? I think it's just best that we don't talk to the police at this time without a lawyer present, and also we should probably stop communicating with each other just for, like, the next little while, and, like, you know, let's just wait, and let's see what the police investigation turns up. If we do need to come forward for any reason, we do it as a group. Can we all agree to that, please?
Yeah, of course, agreed.
Yeah.
Andy?
Fine, yeah, fuck, fine. I agree. Great. I'm logging off.
The weeks after Greg's funeral were the hardest. I could have taken vacation days or a leave of absence, but any change in behavior might have looked suspicious. So I woke up, went to work, paid too much money for therapy. That was my life for 3 months. When someone close to you dies, you're left with the feeling that you didn't do enough. you feel responsible for what happened. But you can't kill someone by thinking bad thoughts about them. People don't just die because you say mean things about them behind their backs. You were just talking, Edie. That's what my therapist repeated to me over and over again. And on the good days, I was able to believe that. Almost.
Favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
My name is Edie Reyes, and I killed my boss, Greg. At least, it felt that way. Our company never restructured. The new policy left the company vulnerable to wrongful dismissal claims, so they dropped it, like so many of their other awful ideas. But we did get moved around. Aaliyah got promoted, and Sharjul applied for Greg's job, and he got it. As for Greg, stories about him came out after his death, about how he created a toxic work environment, his questionable socialization with new hires. Greg was my mentor, and he was kind to me. He just wasn't a good person, but you already knew that. Things would be better with my new boss, Aaliyah.
Edie, how are you, babe?
I'm good, but I am very sorry. I was supposed to get you that deck by the end of the day, and honestly, I just got sidetracked, but you will have it.
Not a problem. It's completely fine. Trust me, all is good. Thank you for writing your evaluation. You'll be happy to know that you received a 4.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
I love working with you. You're just genuinely, and you always have been, an absolute superstar. I know you know that already. I'm actually calling you because I wanted to ask you a small favor.
Okay.
It's about what happened.
Right.
I've been speaking to Andy and Sharjul. We all feel like we can't move on, really.
I don't understand. There's nothing else to do.
Right. It's just that, look, I know we're not responsible, logically. I do know that. But the rest of us feel a bit, we feel a bit unresolved about it. Do you ever play that game, Bloody Mary? Do you have that here?
I mean, yeah, we played it as kids. You say Bloody Mary 30 times into the mirror, and then the ghost is supposed to come out and kill you.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. But do you remember that feeling? The more that you said it, the more that you believed. There's a tiny part of me that believes it's real.
Okay, I just want to do my work. I don't know what you want from me. I don't...
It's silly, really. I just need you to come back on the Zoom with us. And I need you to recreate what we did with Greg.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I
just can't move on with this hanging over my head. If we just all come together and we go through it again and nothing happens, it just proves that it wasn't our fault. And if you're not there, there's always going to be a part of me that believes that what happened was our fault. Edie, please, I need this.
Aaliyah was my boss, but that's not why I said yes. I did it because I liked Aaliyah. We picked a Friday night and each procured our own bottle of cheap red wine. We laughed and told stories, mostly about other people in the office. When it came time for the experiment, Aaliyah chose a new target, an ex-boyfriend named Zach. I'm not going to say what he did, but I will say that people like him deserve whatever they get.
What's this guy's name again?
Zach.
Zach. Shitty name, shitty guy. Let's do it.
Okay. We all hate Zach, right?
I hate Zach.
I also hate Zach.
I hate Zach.
Shut the hell up, Andy. Just do it. Say it.
Not a joke.
I hate Zach.
Okay, so this is how I want to kill him. He is obsessed with his car. It's a Mazda, like a bashed up Mazda with a spoiler on the back, and he thinks he's some kind of like big racer, even though he bought the car from a mall. But besides that, so it's late and it's after one of his gigs. He's a DJ.
Oh, wow. DJs are hot.
Shut the fuck up. Don't judge me and my exes. So he always likes to smoke a joint after a gig to like relax him, because he's got this like faux reggae vibe that he likes to put on, but really he just likes getting high. So he has his usual joint, but it's actually laced with a little pinch of anesthetic. So his mind is cloudy a little bit more than usual. He doesn't pick up on it because his ego is massive from playing that gig, which he sees as like a stadium tour. So he's in the car, he's turned up the radio, or I say the radio, he's got a CD in, and it's definitely Bob Marley. He's feeling those vibes, and he's going faster and faster, and he's cutting round corners on the way home. And all of a sudden, the car gets out of control, and he tries to regain control from the car, but all of a sudden it slashes to the wrong side of the road and wraps around an oak tree. And that's how I want to kill Zach.
Are you okay, Aaliyah?
Yeah. I actually feel free. Now it's out there, we can just move on with our lives, right?
Yeah.
Let's put this all behind us.
But we would never get the chance to put it behind us.
We begin tonight with a crash that left one person dead.
Zach died exactly 3 days later.
A car driving at a high rate of speed crashed into an oak tree. We're going to take a live look now at what...
Word for word how Aaliyah described. Tragic event here in we had access to a video conferencing service that could kill. We were unstoppable.
What a story this is, still developing now.
We Googled our way through terrorists and Western African warlords.
Death of an alleged warlord in like...
Greedy CEOs.
The victim was a tech entrepreneur.
A strange accident that forced...
And coffee exporters who refuse fair trade certification.
The more we look into this story, the more bizarre it gets.
Months passed. Whoever or whatever was holding bad people accountable, it had nothing to do with us. We were just... talking. We could usurp corrupt officials and upend toxic systems. We even upgraded the account so we could talk longer than 40 minutes at a time. Our words would be cleaner and more humane than any drone strike. Nothing and no one was off limits.
You gotta start with the Nazis. Get rid of them.
Who's the guy that owns Amazon? I hate him.
Wait. Everyone shut up, shut up. Do you realize no one's mentioned the president?
Of course.
Nice.
Yes.
But our revolution got sidetracked. Things between Andy and Aaliyah got weird. Chardal started spending more time on Twitter, picking fights with random nobodies. Like Janice, a 55-year-old part-time employee at PetSmart. It was fun to mess with her. Until it wasn't.
She called you what?
You heard me.
No, man.
What an asshole.
Don't worry. We're going to take care of this ourselves.
We made Janice fall down a flight of stairs. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Maybe that's why Andy started acting skittish. He'd miss calls. The calls he attended, he would leave early. It was clear he wanted out.
I just feel like I need to step away just for a bit. And like, I just don't want to be doing this right now.
Of course. We want to do what's good for you.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself, man. I understand.
100%, no worries.
I mean, isn't it better if we just, like, stay together, though?
Yeah, I'll still be around to hang out and drink. I mean, I still think of you guys as family.
Totally. Like, this is not going to change that.
Yeah, okay.
We've been through too much for that to change. Like, we're not saying that.
Andy, we're here for you, man. Okay?
Okay. I mean, I'll just talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being on it.
Bye, Andy.
See you, buddy.
Are you all thinking the same thing?
Absolutely.
What?
He knows a lot, Edie.
Andy?
Edie, if he shares the link with someone, like, do we want Andy, like, drunk with his friends messing about on air? Like, what we're doing is really important. It's too important to be messed up by him.
And he's our friend.
Is he, though, Edie? Is Andy really our friend? Because...
Yes, he is our friend. I don't know why you're saying we're not gonna...
Who do you think started that rumor about you in the office sleeping with Greg?
Yep, that's what he said. I mean, that's what he told me when I first joined the team. Honestly, just to spare your feelings, I didn't want to say anything.
What? Andy did that?
Yeah, Andy? He's not your friend.
Why would he do that?
Edie, this is too important to be ruined. You know that.
He's taking care of himself right now, and we need to take care of ourselves.
I don't know. I think can we just, like, wait a couple days? Just sleep on it or something?
Edie, I would love to wait a couple of days, but he's out there... being how Andy is, and you know what the true Andy is, so we need to do this now.
Look, we're not asking you to do or say anything.
We're not pressuring you.
That's right. Just right now, tell us yes or no. Are you with us?
Okay. I'm with you.
You're sure?
I have to be. He knows too much. He does.
Agreed.
I mean, you can't trust that guy.
You can't. You can't. So, we all hate Andy, right?
I hate Andy.
I hate Andy. The phone rang a few days later. It was Andy, one day before his death. It was like some part of him just knew. No, you weren't.
I'm sorry. I really am. Maybe you can take it back?
No one is talking about you.
Okay, maybe I'm just being paranoid.
Yes.
You guys don't hate me.
No. Oh my god, Andy. Look, you're an asshole. Yes? Okay. Established. But everyone loves you. That's...
Okay. Not a bad guy. Like, maybe you could say, I love Andy. Like, please, I would really appreciate it.
No, I will absolutely do that.
Cool.
I lied. Andy died in his sleep. After that, the call started coming in. First from Aaliyah, then Chargel. We all realized that if Andy could go, then none of us in the group were safe from each other.
It just feels like the two of us are on the same page. We're both women trying to navigate a system designed for men, by men. Chargel can say that he supports us, but does he? How much can he really be invested in dismantling a system?
I know that stuff earlier with Andy made you feel uncomfortable. Couldn't really say it on the call, but Aaliyah was also part of that whole rumor thing that was being spread around. I don't know. Maybe we could pick each other's brains and find some solutions to deal with it. Anyway, no one you can trust right now.
I'm not naive. I knew the same conversations were happening about me. When they stopped calling, I knew they had decided. But also, a part of you knows when you're next. There's a thinness to the air. Like a vacuum came and sucked out all the life around you. But before I go, I just wanted to log on and say one last thing.
I hate Aaliyah. I hate Chargel. And this is exactly how I would kill them.
You just heard a podcast called Limited Capacity, directed, produced, and written by Rob Norman, with Joel Buxton, James Kim, and Mary Knopf. In this episode, you heard voices from Raki Morzaria, Monica Gaga, Chargel Rasool, Christian Smith, and Navi Danoa. Mixed and edited by Andrew Norton. Our associate producer is Nora CB. Music by Jamie Carroll and Breakmaster Cylinder. Credits by Janne Lesonen. Special thanks to Heather Marie Annis and Andrew Epen. Production help from Cecil Fernandez. Our senior producer is Tina Verma. And the executive producer of CBC Podcasts is Aref Nurani. If you want to hear all the latest gossip about Greg, you can find it on Twitter at LimitedCBC.
Great. I'm logging off.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.